This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. We will have some thoughts, many of them from you, on this somber day, 50 years after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. Dallas holding memorial services and ceremonies today and throughout the weekend. Events that began with a presidential visit to Texas and ended with a funeral in Washington, D.C., watched by the entire world. If you have stories you want to tell of where you were on that day, what you remember, what you felt, we'd love to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll also have two very different looks at the U.S.-Mexican border region this hour, how events on one side of the border are transforming culture on the other side, and in one case, around the world. We begin this hour in Texas, but far from Dallas, in the town of Harlingen, Texas, right on the Mexican border. We're going to talk to a doctor who has had to close his clinic because of a Texas abortion law affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court that requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. Dr. Lester Minto's clinic, Reproductive Services of Harlingen, up until a few months ago, performed some 1,500 to 2,000 abortions a year. There are still some court challenges and tests of this law that could come as early as January, but for now, Minto says he is essentially unable to serve the largely Latina clients who rely on him in a state where it is increasingly hard for poor women to get a safe abortion.
I serve a population here in South Texas that's predominantly, I would say, 98 to 99% Hispanic. Many, many of those patients don't speak English. Many of those patients, at least 50% or so, do not have the proper documentation to leave the Rio Grande Valley. In other words, they can't go over about 40 miles north. So these are the kind of people that I've been seeing now for the last 30 plus years.
And the Texas law says that you have to get attending privileges at a nearby hospital. I mean, if that population is important to you, you better go about doing that, right?
That's what they request. However, that's a catch-22 type situation. Most of our hospitals here in the area are religiously affiliated hospitals, and as you know how the feelings regarding abortion and religion go, it's virtually impossible to get privileges. Over the years, I've attempted to obtain privileges and been denied, and then over the past month or so with the instigation of these laws, one of the providers who filed was involved in the lawsuit tried to get privileges for some of us in that field, and we were all turned down.
But have you tried at a specific facility since this law was passed, you personally?
Not personally, no. And if it were possible, believe me, I would have it. However, the sheer process takes at least 3 to 6 months. It's not something you can accomplish in a week or two. It's not as easy as going to a store and filling out an order and getting something. It's quite an involved procedure. And just to give you an example, one of the things that they ask for is your vaccination record as a child. I'm 65 years old. I mean, that's been 60 years ago. So these are the type of documents that they require.
And you perform something on the order of 1,500 to 2,000 abortions each year at your clinic?
That's correct.
And have you ever had a situation where someone needed to go to a hospital emergency room because of some complication?
Over 30 plus years, of course I have. And I could limit that to less than the fingers on one hand. And when those situations did occur, because I know all the local gynecologists, we work hand in hand together. I just call one of my friends, tell him what was going on, and the patient would be very well taken care of, as good as any patient anywhere.
And just to be clear, Dr. Minto, I mean, in the state of Texas, just like anywhere else, if someone is in a life-threatening situation and you go to an emergency room, they're not going to turn them down just because you don't have attending privileges, right?
That's correct.
Now, I'm just looking at the map here down near where you are, and it does appear that there is, pretty good facility about 2 miles from you, Valley Baptist Medical Center and the Regional Academic Health Center, which is a teaching hospital, doesn't seem to be religiously affiliated. Any way you could create some sort of affiliation with them?
Well, I can tell you this, that when the RAC, as you call it, started, I approached the director, who was an acquaintance of mine, and suggested to them that I would be more than glad to teach some of the residents how to do what I do. And the answer that I was given at the time was we didn't want those services. And so I just backed down. There's not a great desire to learn how to do abortions. Unfortunately, we have made abortions and religion synonymous. And that most of them don't desire to have that. I've had demonstrators at my house, at my office, demonstrators following my children around, yelling things at them, and no one should have to go through that.
Now, what's your recommendation to the people who you're no longer going to be serving?
Well, I do tell them to be careful, to act wisely. There are other alternatives that people here are utilizing, such as obtaining one of the medications that's used in the medical abortion. They can obtain that over the counter in Mexico. And so that is available right across the river. And now I'm even beginning to notice it show up here on the streets. So I don't suggest it. I know they're going to do it, but I do not suggest it, and I don't recommend it.
Why are you doing this? Because, you know, the anti-abortion folks look at the numbers at your clinic and go, this is exactly the kind of business we want to get rid of. They would call you a slaughterhouse.
They do, and I have seen nothing that the anti-abortion people provide to decrease the number of abortions that are needed. I myself would have to say, and I often tell patients this, that I wish they didn't have to come and utilize my services. I can find something else to do. But nothing is being done here as a society to cut down on the number of abortions. I stand 100% for women's rights. I would object if a group of politicians, and I always call them old white men, I would object if a group of old white men told me what to do with my reproductive organs. I don't see where they have the right to tell women what to do with theirs. I have a house full of daughters. I raised my daughters. Their mother died when they were little. So I raised three at the time, three little girls, grew up, three Hispanic girls, never got pregnant. And in this part of the world, three out of five Hispanic girls are pregnant before they're 20 years of age. And I did that through judicious use of birth control, being open with my daughters, being realistic with my daughters. We just need to be better parents.
All right. Dr. Minto, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Lester Minto owns and operates Reproductive Services of Harlingen, a clinic in South Texas that up until earlier this year performed abortions.